If you really have been thinking, you'll surely have some sharp questions in mind. First of all, why is Mahler's Ninth Symphony his last will and testament? What about the Tenth? That highly significant, unfinished document. And then, why play the Mahler Ninth to end a lecture on the 20th century crisis? Isn't this backtracking? Having moved with Berg and Schoenberg into the mid-century, why now retrogress to that fateful year of 1908? Because, like the Ives unanswered question, which was written in the same year, this ninth Mahler is also a great question, but it's more. It contains a deeply revealing answer. I had planned to prepare you for this music with my customary analysis at the piano, going in depth into the dualisms that tore Mahler apart: composer, conductor, Christian, Jew, sophisticate, naive, provincial, cosmopolitan, and all the rest, all of which resulted in the musical schizodynamics of his textures and his ambivalent tonal attitudes. I had also hoped, by a detailed analysis of his treatment of appoggiaturas, for example, to reach the essence of the tonal crisis through examining his non-resolution of tensions, his reluctant attempts to let go of tonality, all of which does shed further light on the inevitable split that was to occur between Schoenberg and Stravinsky. And so I picked up the score again after some years away from it, filled with the sense of Mahler's torture at knowing he was the end of the line, the last point in the great symphonic arc that began with Haydn and Mozart, finished with him. And I was again aware that it was his destiny to sum up the whole story of Austro-Germanic music, to recapitulate it and tie it up, not in a pretty bow by any means, but in a fearful knot made out of his own nerves and sinews.